创造天地万物的主，感谢神特别是今天我们能够请到讲员Ken Weiner， 他是牧师，那他我想很多弟兄姐妹对他也不陌生，因为过去我们在劳动节的营会里面都是友爱中华Ken Weiner 他在当中主办，能够帮助我们能够有这样子非常好的营会，让许多人能够信主，让许多人能够成长。那今天他来到我们当中，用神的话语来跟我们分享，我们一起来欢迎Ken Weiner。
Good morning. Thank you for the invitation to be here today, Pastor Terrence and elders of the church. I'm grateful for all that you've done for me here this day and for the last 29 years that I've been in Pittsburgh.
我很感恩这个教会在过去过去一年和过去二十九年所做的。
My father will be 94 years old in a couple weeks.
我的父亲再过这个几周就是94岁了。
I remember when I was a young boy, if I'd had an exam coming up or an athletic event or something at school that I thought was really important, I would get very nervous.
我记得小时候如果有一个很重要的考试或者有一个体育的活动的时候，我就感到非常的紧张。
And so I remember his words to me. He says, those things that you value most, those things that you think are most important should make you nervous.
我就想到我父亲的话，他说，如果有什么东西让你觉得是最有价值的，让你觉得最珍贵的，那它就应该使你感到紧张。
And so because I value greatly our friendship together and your ministry, I want you to know I'm really nervous today.
我非常珍惜我们之间的友谊，所以我想让大家知道我现在很紧张。
When I grew up in America, it's a little cultural question here. When I grew up in America, if you were a young boy, almost every boy, if you ask them what do they want to do when they're a grown up, they say, I want to be a fireman.
这个在美国长大的时候，在那个时候，你如果问一个男孩说你长大想做什么的时候，很多人都说，哎，我长大想做一个这个消防员。
I don't know if that's the same today, but I can tell you, all of my friends and myself, every time we saw a fireman, we admired him so much, and we all said, I want to be like him.
我不知道现在是否还是这样，但是我想跟你说，在我那个时候，我和我的朋友，当我们在谈论的时候，对这个消防员都是非常非常钦佩，我们非常想成为一个消防员。
Before my family moved to Pittsburgh, we lived about an hour east of here in a rural community.
在我跟我的家庭搬到匹兹堡之前，我们住在这东边的一个小时的一个农村。
I had just graduated from seminary and I was a pastor of the local church.
我刚从神学院毕业，我在一个教会牧会。
It wouldn't be fair to say we lived in a town. More commonly, we lived in a village.
我们不能用这个说在一个城市里面形容，更确切的形容是我住在一个这个农村。
The main intersection had a blinking red light.
在一个主要的十字的道口有一个闪烁的红灯。
Now, in larger cities like Pittsburgh, firemen are professionals. They are paid to do that by the taxes that we pay.
在像匹兹堡这样的大城市，这个消防员是专业的，我们用这个税收来付他们的薪水。
But in small towns across America, firemen are volunteers.
但是在美国很多地方，这个消防员他是一个志愿者。
They work at their regular job, and if they hear the fire alarm, they stop working and go to the fire.
他们有他们正常的工作，他们听到这个警报响的时候，他们放下他的工作去救火。
So in the place where I lived, almost everybody under the age of 30 was automatically a volunteer fireman.
在我住的那个地方，如果你是30岁以下的这个成年男人，你都会成为这个消防员。
And so I was 30 years old when I moved there, and so I was so excited when they asked me if I would join the fire department.
我搬到那个镇的时候是30岁，所以他们叫我成为消防员的时候，我非常的激动。
My childhood dream had come true. I was a fireman.
我儿童的梦想终于实现了。
Now, what I did not know at this time,
但是我当时所不知道的是
that they invited me to be a fireman because they wanted me to play on their softball team.
他们想邀请我成为消防员是想我加入他们的垒球队。
At that time, their left fielder was a 70-year-old man with arthritic knees.
在那个时候呢，他们这个左卫呢是一个70岁的有这个 这个关节炎的患者。
So they had no idea if I could play softball or not, but they assumed I could run faster than that older man.
他们不知道说我是不会打得比较好，但他知道我肯定比那个人跑得快。
I did not know any of that. What I thought was, someday I get to drive that fire truck.
我对那些都一直一无所知。我想，我头脑里想到的是，有一天我会开那个消防车。
I could see myself driving to the fire with the red light flaring and the siren going off.
有这个红灯闪烁，警笛响起。
I pictured myself going into a house with flames shooting out of the windows and the roof.
我想象一个这个火焰从窗户里面出来的屋子里面。
I would jump out of the truck, run into the house, and rescue the young child.
我跳下车，冲进房子，把那个小孩子救出来。
The next day, the newspaper would write about the heroics of the local pastor.
第二天，当地的报纸就讲说这个当地牧师的事迹。
Describing how he risked his life to save someone he did not know.
描述我怎么样冒着我生命的危险救一个我不认识的孩子。
And in response, the community would come and join the church.
作为回应，我们社区很多人就来加入我们的教会。
It was a new method of church growth.
这是教会成长的新的方法。
I could write books and sell lots of them.
我可以写书来卖很多。
I realized I needed some training. I needed to learn how to drive a truck, how to do all the other things that firemen need to do.
所以我意识到说，为了做这些，我需要一些消防训练，包括说怎样开这个消防车。
So when I asked them, well, what kind of training are you going to give me? When do I do this? They were very slow in telling me this.
所以我很着急地问他说，你什么时候给我这样的训练？我什么时候可以开消防车？他们非常慢地回答我。
I kept asking because I really wanted to drive that truck.
我一直问他们，一直问他，因为我很想开那辆消防车。
And so finally one of them says, well, we do provide training. I said, okay, when?
最后一个人说，对，我们确实有训练。我就很着急地问，什么时候，什么时候？
And they kind of looked down on the ground and they said, we do this on Sunday mornings.
所以他就这个看着地说，我们是礼拜天早上有这样的训练。
Now, Sunday mornings are not the best time of the week for the pastor to be away from work.
那礼拜天的早晨并不是这个牧师离开他岗位最好的时机。
And so I never took the training.
所以我没有参加这个训练。
I never drove the truck.
我也没有开这辆消防车。
I never saved anybody from a burning building.
我没有把任何人从这个燃烧的建筑物中救出来。
I was caught by a surprise.
我被这样的一个这个惊奇。
However, I played a pretty good left field.
虽然我确实一个相当不错的这个右手位。
It's discouraging, isn't it, when you sign up for something or you go out and buy something and after you've done those things, you find out there's a lot more things you need to do after you bring it home.
这件事情是不是很令人沮丧？当你加入一个一些机构，你打算买东西，但是你买完之后，你发现还需要有更多的事情要做。
These types of surprises usually mean the initial excitement has worn off, and you become discouraged, and you almost give up because of all of that.
这些惊奇让你买新东西那个兴奋很快的就被消磨了。
Unfortunately, churches sometimes have this type of reputation.
不幸的是，教会常常有这样的声誉。
Too many churches are eager to sign somebody up to say, you can do this, and then later on they tell you, oh, here's what you really have to do.
很多教会跟你说，哦，你赶快加入之后，你赶快加入吧，然后接下来他会告诉说你要做这个，这个，这个。
Well, we can be thankful.
但是我们可以感恩。
That the Bible is not like that.
但是圣经不是这样。
On the night that Jesus was born,
在耶稣出生的那个夜晚，
the angels appeared to the shepherds,
的天使向牧羊人显现，
and said, Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord.
宣称说，今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
See, right away, there was no surprise as to who Jesus was.
所以在那个时候就没有一个很特别的这个意外说谁是基督。
Everybody can get excited about a Savior. We all need a Savior. When we think of a Savior, we think, I'm the beneficiary of somebody who's doing something for me.
每个人都因为救主而兴奋，来想说，哦，我就是这个受益的人。
But as much as we welcome a Savior,
但是我们除了这个欢迎这个救主的时候，
there are many of us, if we are honest by how we act, and even by what we say, we would say, I don't need a Lord.
但是当我们很诚实地面对我们自己，用我们的行为思想的时候，说其实我们是不需要救主的，我能够做到。
I know how to do that. I can be the Lord of my life.
我能够做到，我自己要成为我生命的主。
Well, in the same way, we should never know, or we never find out, Jesus never surprises us with things added on.
所以耶稣从来不让这些让我们感到非常意外。
He's always up front with us. There's never anything hidden at all.
他非常的诚实跟我们来讲。
He doesn't hide us from the potential dangers of living in a world where we fall into sin.
他从来不掩饰我们生活在这个罪恶世界中所面临的挑战。
He never promises just the good things and then whispers the more difficult things.
他从来没有答应应许我们那美好的事物，然后悄悄地跟我们说所要付出的牺牲。
In fact, he seems to almost go out of his way to make sure that when he asks someone or calls someone to follow him, he makes sure they know exactly what he's asking them to do.
而事实上，当有一个人要跟随耶稣的时候，他极力确保地跟他讲说跟随他的期望和代价。
We read more than once in the Bible, Jesus would say something like this. After he said this, many turned away and went back home.
我们在圣经中不止一次地听见说，耶稣说过这话之后，很多人就转身回家去了。
It seems like he spends just as much time helping people to know the cost of following him as he does in inviting them.
所以他好像花同样的时间来警告人跟随他的代价。和邀请他们进入神的国。
Now please do not misunderstand me at this point.
所以请大家不要误会我。
His invitation to follow him is free.
耶稣的邀请是免费的。
And it's open to all who hear.
是对所有听到的人开放的。
And he never says you need to write off a checklist and do this, 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 and this, and then follow me. He never says that.
他从来没有说哦，你需要在这个名单上要做这个、这个、这个，一个个打勾才可以跟随我。
He says you follow me, and I'll be with you as we go through those list of things that you need to do.
他说你来跟随我，然后我跟你一起经过这一系列的事情。
He'll be with us wherever we go. He'll never forsake us.
他不会离弃我们，无论我们在哪里。
His invitation to follow him is offered to all who hear.
这个邀请，耶稣的邀请是每一个对每一个人听见的人所发出的。
But he exercised extreme caution in making sure there's no painful or embarrassing defections.
但同时他也非常的小心，为了避免这个痛苦和这个尴尬的叛逃。
He hides nothing. There are no surprises.
从对于耶稣来讲，对我们来说没有任何是意外的。
Our scripture this morning in Luke chapter 9,
我们今天的经文从路加福音第九章
gives us an example of three different people who come to Jesus.
告诉我们有三个人来跟随耶稣。
Why don't we read the Chinese together? Luke 9, verses 57 to 62.
我们一起用中文来朗读。他们走路的时候，有一个人对耶稣说，你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。耶稣说，狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。下一个。又有一个人说，跟从我来。那人说，主，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他们死人，你只管去宣扬神国了。又有一人说，主啊，跟从你，但容我先辞别我家里的人。耶稣说，手里和你向后看的不配进神的国。
We have three different people who outwardly look like they wanted to become a follower of Jesus.
我们有三个人，从外表上看来，他们都想成为耶稣的跟随者。
Yet Jesus wants to make sure.
但耶稣想要确保确切
that they are not candidates for any surprise or that they'll fall away.
让他们知道不要因为跟随耶稣有产生任何的意外，以至于他们这个离开神。
So we're going to look at those three examples just a little more closely.
所以我们看这更加仔细地看一下这三个人。
In the first example we read, there's an individual who looks like he comes to Jesus on his own initiative.
当我们看到第一个人的时候，好像看到他是主动来跟随耶稣的。
In essence, it looks like he responds to an altar call before the call is even made.
就好像说，这个呼召还没有，耶稣还没有发出呼召之前，他已经回应这个呼召了。
You can almost picture the man running to Jesus and saying, "Jesus, I'll follow you wherever you go."
你可以想象他跑过来跟耶稣喊着说，耶稣，你无论去哪里，我都要跟随你。
We don't have any information about what he heard.
我们不知道他听到了什么。
How he heard it.
他怎么样听到的。
Or why he even responded to it.
或者他为什么回应这样的呼召。
But he was ready to follow Jesus.
但是他是准备好要跟随耶稣的。
And almost all of us would say when that happens, that's a wonderful thing, that's a great thing.
当我们听到这样的故事的时候说，啊，这是太美好了。
An American expression of this is that it appears like this man had a mountaintop experience.
在英文有个说法说，这个人有了一个山顶的经验。
These type of experiences aren't bad.
这样的经验不是坏。
Sometimes very helpful for us.
有的时候是对我们非常有帮助的。
But when we have these excitable moments,
当我们有这样的一个激动的情绪的时候，
is that we need to make sure it's not just an emotional response.
我们想要确定这并不只是一个情感的回应。
This is apparently how Jesus perceived what's going on in this man.
所以这是耶稣他真正看到这个人心里面所经历的。
So he gave this caution, this warning to this man.
所以他对这个人警告他。
And in my words, here's what the warning is.
用我的话说，耶稣这样说。
Be careful why you want to follow me, because following me may complicate your life.
他说你要小心的。你明白为什么要跟随我？因为呢，你跟随我可能使你的生命变得更加复杂，打乱你的生活。
The example that Jesus gave was, "You want to come follow me? Here's what my life is like."
耶稣跟他说：“你想要跟随我吗？你看我的生命是这样子的。
”I don't have a home.
我没有一个家。
I don't have a bed.
我没有一个床。
I don't even have a pillow.
我也没有一个枕头。
I'm glad you're excited to follow me, but is this really? Do you know what you want to do when you come to say you want to follow me?
我非常高兴你要来跟随我，但是这你要看到这是你要跟随我所面对的吗？
Are you ready for a drastic change that's going to happen in your life?
你生命准备好要做一个这样彻底的改变吗？
In essence, in my terms today, I think Jesus is saying, are we capable of seeing in ourselves a difference that is going to make us uncomfortable.
所以用另一句话来讲说，耶稣说，你可以能够看到让你生命不舒服的你一个新的你的生命吗？
We have a picture here of a young couple after their marriage ceremony.
我们可以看到是一个这个年轻的一对新婚的夫妇。
That picture was taken about 1 hour after the ceremony was over.
这个照片是这个婚礼结束后一小时照的。
The reason why I know that's me.
我知道这样，因为那个照片里的是我。
And of course, that's my wife.
那是另外一个是我的太太。
I'm the one with the beard. Okay.
我是这个留胡子的。
In 6 days,
再过六天
，My wife and I are going to celebrate our 39th year of being married.
我跟我的太太要这个已经结婚要39周年了。
All that applause is for her. Okay.
那所有的掌声都是为她的。
I can tell you this. It's been a wonderful 39 years of laughter, joy, working together, and seeing God answer many prayers.
我可以跟大家很诚实的讲，这是一个美好的39年，有笑声、快乐、共同合作，看到上帝怎样回应我们的祷告。
But I want to be honest with you. It's also been difficult.
但我要很诚实的跟你讲，这也是很困难的。
It has been draining of energy sometimes.
有的时候也是让我心力交瘁的。
And I must admit, there's more than a few times I'm not proud of the way that I acted as a husband.
而且有好多次，我对我作为丈夫的这种表现并不感到自豪。
From my understanding and practice of marriage, marriage is like a magnifying glass.
像我这结婚这三十九年，这婚姻就像一个放大镜一样。
It makes the little routine things that we see much, much bigger.
它放大我们每一个那样一个自私的想法。
And before I was married, I thought, well, I will see how my wife can change and get better.
当我在结婚的时候，我想说，哎，我想看我的太太怎么样变得更好。
But it wasn't long after being married that I realized I'm the one that needed to change.
但是我结婚刚不久的时候，我就意识到说，是我自己需要改变。
And I'm the one that needs to get better.
是我自己需要这个更新。
Marriage makes us take a close look at ourselves, and sometimes it's not a pleasant sight.
福音使我们仔细地观察我们自己，有的时候这并不是一个愉快的景象。
Walking with Jesus does this even more.
当你跟耶稣同行的时候，也是发生同样的事情。
When Jesus is not only Savior but Lord, we develop new things.
当耶稣不但是你的救主，也是你生命的主的时候，我们这个会有一些新的事情在发生。
We develop a new sensitivity to other people.
我们对人有更深的敏感。
We develop a sensitivity to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们对圣灵的工作带领有更深的体会。
We develop a new sensitivity to the sin that we see in the world.
我们对我们看到周围的罪有更多的敏感。
And we see that when we look at our own sin, it's not a good thing to look at.
而当我们看到我们自己的时候，我们就发现我们自己里面是何等的污秽。
And so, when Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep all my commandments.
耶稣说，如果你要爱我，你要遵守我所有的诫命。
So he warns us that if our relationship begins as a mountaintop experience, be careful.
他警告我说，如果我们的跟他的关系从一个山顶的经历开始的时候，
there are surprises that are going to come your way.
会有很多让我们吃惊的事情来到我们的面前。
Following Jesus will complicate our life.
当我们跟随耶稣的时候，我们生命很多计划会被打乱。
But it is really worth it.
但它确实是非常非常值得的。
We realize that there are things we used to enjoy doing that we no longer find pleasure in doing them.
我们意识到这以前有些东西我们是非常喜欢做，但是现在已经不带给我们同样的乐趣。
We will grow in our hatred of sin in the world.
我们会对这更加憎恨这世界的罪恶。
But we'll begin to look at our own thoughts and opinions and behaviors in a whole different sight as well.
而且用不同的眼光看到我们自己心里面的想法，我们的意见和行为。
It's worth it to live in purity with a clear conscience.
是非常值得用清洁的良心生活在纯洁当中。
It is worth it to live in love serving others.
是值得用爱去服侍别人。
It is worth it to love a life submitted to God and His Holy Spirit.
值得用爱去顺服圣灵。
It is worth it to follow Jesus.
是值得跟随耶稣的。
But I'm telling you, it's complicated.
但是我告诉你，这也是一个复杂的。
The second part of this, the second man we see in this scripture.
在这个经文当中看到的第二个人。
He was asked by Jesus to follow him.
他被耶稣邀请跟随他。
The man's response was, "Yeah, I'll follow you, but first let me go and attend to my father's funeral."
他说，好，我答应你，但是我先要去看参加我父亲的葬礼。
At first glance, that seems like a wonderful and fair and good thing to do, doesn't it?
乍一看说，这是一个非常正当的理由，也非常对的。
But Jesus saw something different in that.
但耶稣在他这个请求里面看到更深的东西。
Biblical scholars would tell us that probably that man's father wasn't even close to dying.
这个圣经的学者告诉我们说，这个人的父亲还远远没有到这个要这个死的时候。
Or culturally, he wouldn't have been out there. He'd been caring for his dead father already.
否则这个人不会跟耶稣在一起。
And so Jesus saw something else behind that. Essentially, what Jesus said is that what you're telling me is I want to follow you, but not right now.
所以耶稣看到他的请求背后的动机，他就是说我愿意跟随你，但不是现在。
In today's terms, it might be something like this: Jesus is saying, "I will follow you, but first, let me get my life in order."
用今天的话讲说，我耶稣我会跟随你，但是我要先把我的生活搞好。
But Jesus says, if you really want to get your life in order, follow me.
但耶稣说，你真要把你的生活搞好吗？你就是要来跟随我，你现在要跟随我。
The most important thing which will give you the quality of your life, both here and now, but for all eternity, is being with Jesus.
把你要寻求的生活的质量，最重要的事情，就是要今天来跟随我，直到永远。
This individual was content to have Jesus as Savior.
这个来跟随耶稣的人，他因为耶稣是他的救主，他非常满意。
But no way did he want Jesus as Lord.
但是他不想耶稣成为他生命的主。
So here's the warning that we have in this type of life.
所以耶稣给我们这样的警告。
Procrastination may lead to condemnation.
拖延可能会导致这个被定罪、被谴责。
The book of Proverbs spends some significant verses detailing this lifestyle.
箴言这本书花很多的章节来形容这样的生活方式。
One of these is found in Proverbs 13:4.
在十三章第四节，他讲到。
It says, the soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing, while the soul of the diligent is richly supplied.
他说懒惰人羡慕却无所得，殷勤人必得丰裕。
The first man showed way too much eagerness in wanting to follow Jesus.
第一个人显出太多的渴望跟随耶稣。
While the second man never got around to it.
第二个人呢，却找没有找到跟随耶稣的门路。
Either one of them are surprises which we don't want to have.
这任何一个都是我们不想看到的意外。
Let's look at the third man.
让我们看第三个人。
The third man said he wanted to follow Jesus, but first, let me go home and take care of some things.
第三个人他也想跟随耶稣，但他说我先想回家照顾一些事情。
Very similar to the second man with a couple minor differences.
这跟第二个人非常相似，但是有一些差别。
Scripture says he wanted to say goodbye to his family and friends, which appears to be a good thing to do.
这个经文说他想跟他的家人跟朋友告别，这好像是一件好事。
But Jesus, who knows all things, saw something different than what we might see in reading.
但耶稣知道所有的事情，看到一个另外一件事情。
Jesus saw that what was really in the heart of this man is that he wanted the approval of his family and friends.
耶稣看到的是在这个人的心里面他想要得到他家人和朋友的同意。
He did that with the example of putting your hand to the plow and not looking back, but looking ahead.
他用这个手里扶着这个犁不往后看做这样的比喻。
You see, what I think Jesus is warning us is what I assume many of us here have encountered when we began to follow Jesus.
所以当耶稣警告这个人，也是我们在座当中很多人遇到这样的情况。
Following Jesus
跟随耶稣
often causes alienation with those closest to you.
常常使我们与最亲近的人疏离。
He didn't want us to be surprised by this.
他不希望我们因为这为此感到惊讶。
In other parts of Scripture, Jesus said these things.
在圣经其他地方，耶稣讲过说。
From now on, there will be five in one family divided against each other.
他说现在家里面有五个人，但是却彼此分裂。
Three against two.
三个对两个。
And two against three.
两个对三个。
Now, this type of surprise may become a strong obstacle in our growing in Christ.
这样的一种惊讶，常常是我们在跟随耶稣成长过程中一个很强大的阻碍。
But Jesus warns us that alienation with those closest to us could surprise us at any time.
但是耶稣警告说，与我们亲近的人疏离是可以在任何的时候发生的。
Now I think a word of caution needs to be said here.
我想我们需要这里有一点要小心谨慎。
Nowhere in Scripture are we told that we're deliberately supposed to cause this alienation.
在圣经中没有一处，告诉我们说我们要主动的跟我们的家人跟朋友疏离。
Jesus doesn't say act foolishly in front of those who you love and be haughty and above who they are just because you know Jesus and they don't.
耶稣没有说你在跟你的家人这个相处的时候，你要表现出非常高傲，因为你认识耶稣，他们不知道。
But when we follow Jesus, our life will be so drastically changed and transformed.
但是当我们跟随耶稣的时候，我们生命发生一个根本的改变。
That there will be those who do not understand that.
在我们的家人有些朋友当中，他们没有办法明白。
In this same chapter of the book of Luke, chapter 9.
在这个路加福音第九章另外一段。
Jesus twice began to tell people that he was going to die.
耶稣两次讲到说他要去受死。
And no one seemed to understand.
但是却没有一个人明白。
And so he says, for what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself.
他说若有人赚了全世界却丧了自己，他这有什么益处呢？
We need not be surprised.
我们不需要因为这样而感到惊讶。
Perhaps one of the closest to Jesus was the man named Peter.
可能跟随耶稣最亲近的一个人就是使徒彼得。
Of all the people you think would not be surprised, it would be he.
你想如果想说如果有一个人不惊讶的话，可能就是彼得。
But on the night that Jesus died, he denied him three times.
但是当耶稣被捕的那个晚上，他三次否认主。
Even after Jesus told him that would happen.
耶稣也之前这样告诉他，但仍然这样做了。
If Peter can be surprised.
如果彼得可能这个发生这样，在彼这件事情在彼得身上发生。
Then no one in this room is exempt.
我们在座的没有任何一个人是可以成为例外的。
But if Peter was redeemed,
但是如果彼得是被耶稣寻回，
and that same offer is for us as well.
这样的邀请也是我们在座的每一个人。
The scripture we read today speaks about people who are in a very early stages of deciding to follow Jesus.
我们今天讲的经文讲的说，在这个早期早的阶段要跟随耶稣的人。
There may be some here today who are in that stage of your life right now.
在我在座当中，可能有些人是在这样的一种阶段当中。
If you are one of those people, I remember that's a great place to be.
如果你是这样的一个人的话，这是一个非常好的阶段。
Jesus may be calling you even this day to come, follow me.
耶稣可能在这个在就在这个时候呼召你说，来来跟随我。
So often we say, what do I need to do?
有的时候我们常常问说，我需要做什么？
The Bible itself says the work you need to do is to believe in the one who God sent, to believe in Jesus.
这个耶稣说，你所需要做的就是要信那一个独一神所差派来的人。
It is worth it to follow him.
来跟随耶稣是值得的。
But realize the complications there might be.
但是你也要知道这个复杂的程度。
The procrastinations that we might engage in.
我们可能在这个用的这个单言。
And the alienations which may occur.
可能因此引起的疏离。
But it is truly worth it.
但是却实实在在确实是非常值得的。
Those of us.There are some of us here who have made that decision a long time ago.
在座当中有一些可能，很久之前就做这样的决定来跟随耶稣。
And we might think, well, that this scripture is not for us; it's for the people in the early stages.
我们可能想说啊，这个经文不是对我们说，而是对那些早期的人说。
But in marriages, when we know, we never know what may occur.
但是在婚姻当中，我们知道说，我们永远不知道下一件发生的是什么事情。
Which could cause that marriage to stumble.
而引使这个婚姻这个触礁。
And with Jesus, we may not never know as well.
对于跟随耶稣，同时也是这样。
We need to remember.
我们需要知道。
Of the complications that might come.
跟随耶稣会遇到的一些问题。
The procrastinations that we might do.
有些时候我们的拖延。
And the alienations that might form.
或者由于跟随耶稣所带来的关系的疏离。
Jesus reminds us there's no surprises.
耶稣告诉我们说，没有一件事情是值得我们吃惊的。
But exceeding joy.
但是是有极大的喜乐。
In 1956, there were five men and their wives who were missionaries in South America.
在1956年，有五个这个宣教士和他们的太太。
One of those men was Jim Elliot.
但当中有一个是 Jim Elliot.
They believed God had called them to reach the Aka India tribe of South America.
他们相信神带领他们到这个奥卡族这样的一个南美洲的一个这个印第安的族群里面。
This tribe were a primitive people, a tribe who killed anybody who came into their land, one of the most feared tribal groups of all of South America.
这个奥卡族是一个原始人民，他们这个部落杀死任何进入他们土地的人。
But these five men and their wives were convinced that for them, following Jesus meant they were the ones that God was choosing to go tell them about Jesus.
但是这五个人相信说，他们跟随耶稣意味着上帝把他们带领到这个奥卡族，使他们相信神。
It was not a mountaintop experience.
这不是一个山顶的经历。
They did not hesitate to follow as they prayed.Together for weeks and months as to following God's call.
他们也没有犹豫地跟随耶稣，他们花几周、几个月的时间在祷告。
There were probably some who thought this was not a safe thing to do, but through prayer together, they were convinced this was what God called them to do.
他们当中也觉得说这并不是一个很最安全的事情，但是他们借着祷告、借着寻求，他们知道这是上帝要赐给他们的。
Their initial visits into this tribe were met by a friendly encounter.
他们这个最初的努力得到一个好的回报。
This was followed by one or two other ones with additional tribal people coming just to sit and look and watch them.
所以呢，有一些部落的人来到他们中间，他们就坐在他们里面看他们。
The men radioed back to their wives on the radio saying, "Tomorrow, pray, we're going to begin to plant the seeds of the gospel."
这个当这些宣教士用这个无线电跟那太太说。为我们祷告，明天我们就要去这个部落，去这个村庄。
And so the next day, when they did not make their pre-arranged radio call, the wives became concerned.
但是当第二天他们这个要到时间跟他的太太这个发电报的时候，他们没有这样做，他们太太就有些担心。
Several days later,
几天之后
the bodies of the five men were found slaughtered by those they were reaching for Jesus Christ.
这五个宣教士的尸体发现他们被他们所要传福音的人所屠杀。
Months later, word got out that some of those tribal people became followers of Jesus.
几个月之后这些一些部落的成员就成为了基督徒。
And later, two of the wives went back to live in the village of the people who had killed their husbands.
再过一段时间之后，有两位太太，就是这个被杀宣教士的太太，他们回到这个地方去跟这个部落的人居住。
There they met one of the men who was directly involved in killing their husbands.
在那里的时候，他们遇见了杀害他们丈夫的一个人。
But now, by the grace and mercy of God, that man, that killer, became a follower of Jesus.
但是现在因为神的怜悯跟恩典，那个杀人的现在成为一个跟随耶稣的。
The five men and their wives knew God wasn't a God who wanted to surprise them.
这五个宣教士和他们的太太知道说，上帝不是一个使他们这个惊讶的神。
They knew the cost of following Jesus.
他们知道跟随耶稣的代价。
And for all of them in their hearts, they knew it was worth it.
在他们心里面也，他们知道说这样的代价是值得的。
With God, there are no surprises.
在神里面是没有这个惊奇的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father.
我们在天上的父。
We thank you that you do not surprise us with things we do not know.
我们感谢你，你不让我们不知道的事情感到惊讶。
You give us confidence to follow you every day of our lives.
给我们确信，让我们每天跟随你。
The risk of alienation or procrastination or complication.
在这个关系的疏离，在这个这个时间的拖延的时候。
So Lord, may we understand that it is worth it.To follow your Son Jesus Christ.
主啊，让我们知道，在这样的境况里面，知道是值得来跟随你的儿子耶稣基督的。
We thank you and we pray in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.